Welcome to the beginning of another week in the Roaring Fork Valley. I'm Kristen Kay at the Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk. It is Monday, August 27th, and this is Week in the Arts, a curated list of upcoming exhibitions and events. Tonight, Stephen Marley takes the stage at the Belly Up. The reggae starts at 8:30 p.m. Tonight, there is also a community potluck for plant-based foods in Carbondale. Participants can bring plant-based dishes and recipes to the 3rd Street Center, starting at 6:30 p.m. Tomorrow, the Roaring Fork Fencers Club offers a junior beginning fencing class. No experience is required and equipment is provided. The class is at the Carbondale Library and starts at 4 p.m. Wednesday, the Aspen Chapel Gallery opens a new watercolor show in partnership with Wilderness Workshop. The exhibit, Watercolors for Wilderness, showcases painting by local artists and was curated by Amy Badelman. An artist's reception begins at 5 p.m. The exhibit, Western Waters, opens at the Ann Cora Logos Gallery in Basalt on Wednesday. The gallery partnered with the Roaring Fork Conservancy on the show, which focuses on fishermen, waterfowl, and rivers. An opening reception begins at 5 p.m. Friday through Sunday, the JAS Aspen Snowmass Labor Day Experience returns. Festival headliners include the Zach Brown Band, Lionel Richie, Jack Johnson, Fitz and the Tantrums, Michael Fronte and Spearhead, and Gary Clark Jr. This weekend is also the 23rd annual Redstone Art Show. The event includes workshops and live art demos. The art show takes place on the lawn of the Redstone Inn and runs Friday through Sunday. For more on arts and culture or to submit your event, go to aspenpublicradio.org. You're listening to Aspen Public Radio, broadcasting on KAJX Aspen and KCJX Carbondale.